Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
Many people that study Torah in depth need, or at least they feel they need, the peace and quiet of a quiet study, and they learn themselves. But it's famous what the Tanya brings first from Chazal, and even stronger what he was mekabel from his Rabbeim. Chazal say that although one person, Echot Sheyoshev Oisik Batayre, a person that learns himself, will get reward, but the intense Hashroas Hashchina, the tremendous Kedusha of Hashem that rests upon 10 Yidden that are learning Torah is beyond imagination. It's not comparable at all. And it's Pashit for this tremendous Kedusha that's infused into the neshama of a person would definitely be worthwhile at least sometime of the day to learn in a place with his 10 Yidden together. And he says that he was mekabel from his Rabbeim. The intense Kedusha of a Yid is so great that when 10 Yidden are together, even if they aren't discussing Torah at all, a Malach that would be there would tremble and literally dissolve. He'd be in this battle in the Metzius from the tremendous Kedusha of 10 Yidden together, even if they aren't being Isaac and Torah Mitzvahs. And that's why a Moshe of Leitzin, people idling together and just wasting time and laughing at emptiness, when 10 Yidden are together, it's literally pushing away the Shechina, pushing the Kedusha of Hashem that's resting there, and it's terrible. And now that we have an understanding what the greatness of a neshama of Nishmas Yisrael, to the point when 10 are together, even a malach would dissolve, then we understand the greatness of the mitzvah of tzedakah, which is the greatest mitzvah. Stam mitzvah in Yerushalmi is tzedakah, because you're being mechayiv in the foshes that are chelik elokai, and you're resembling and reenacting Hashem's chesed, that he's mechayiv the world constantly, and you're emulating Hashem, and Hashem is allowing you to emulate him by being mechayiv neshamos kedoshos that are in this world, in the body. And just halachically, the kedima, the one that has this first schus for your tzedakah v'chesed, is your wife and children. But here he says something fascinating. Chas v'sholem, you should be mefarnes, your wife and children, the way the nations of the world, who love and see an extension of their yeshus, by their wife and their children. And it's all about them and their yeshus. He says, how could it be that a Yid, when he closes his eyes by Shema, he says, there's nothing but Hashem. And then suddenly he opens his eyes and it's all his own yeshus, stretching himself. How many children I have, and it's my children versus somebody, some other
Kol
children.
HaLashon.
If it's Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, then nothing else exists. So what does exist? Hashem in his tefillin says, Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad. And we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, which means that we're saying there's a nation of oneness. There's a nation that they're Goy Echad, that all they live for is for Hashem Echad. They're the expression of Hashem Echad in this world. So when you focus on supporting a Yid, you're supporting Hashem Echad. You're supporting Atem Eidai Ne'um Hashem. The Amzu Yotzarti Liti Losi Yisaperu. You're supporting those that recognize Hashem Echad. Mika Amcha Yisrael Goy Echad. That recognizes Hashem Echad. And you're Mechayid in the Foshes. That are Makir Yehudoi Shalaboyre. just halachically, Karev, Karev Kaidin, so it expresses itself first and foremost by Ishtoi Ubanov. And here we come to the powerful, tremendous Chidushim, which maybe they're Pashit, but they're very powerful because they're not so well known. The Chidushim in Tzedakah, that the Tanya, in Tanya Geras HaKadosh, enumerates. The first bomb Chiddush is that although there's a limitation of Chaimish, only a fifth of your Nechassim could you spend for Tzedakah. But he says, the Ari HaKadosh says many tikkuni tshuva, tremendous amount of tainesim that must be done, and we're too weak to do those tainesim, and we could get away with tzedakah instead of tainesim. And therefore, the limitation of chaimish is only when it's given as hilchus tzedakah, but when it's redeeming you from death and from eternal suffering, then there's no limitation at all to how much tzedakah could be given. Then the Tanya brings the famous Gemara in Bava Metzia and Eizen Eshech, that we paskin, if you're going through a desert, and Chayecha Koidman, if you split the water, both are going to die, you have a right to drink the water and let your friend die, and you'll reach civilization and continue living. Says the Tanya, but it's 100% Poshet, that if for you it's luxuries and pleasures, Basar V'Dogim V'Chol Matamim, or to buy a new suit, and your neighbor needs survival, bread to eat, it's pashit that the survival needs of any yid in the world come before any type of luxury besides beer survival. Because every yid, halachically, is mechuyiv to make sure that another yid doesn't die on his watch. And people used to die from starvation in the olden days, before the safety nets of the government and the mass production of food with modern machinery. So he says, it's not even the shaila of loisamoy dal dam reyecha, which others argue is allowed v'shev al tase, and passively allowed v'shev al tase has a limitation of chaimish, the famous shaila. He says, al tzigimora of chayecha koidmin, it's only chayecha, but not maestris, not anything more than chayecha comes before the life of another yid. It's a very scary shaila, because if a life of a father of 15 kids is in danger because he needs the basics, he comes before a fancy wedding. I believe, honestly, if people take this halacha seriously, the entire lifestyle of Klal Yisrael would need to change. You could just make a l'chaim at home, and the thousands of dollars spent at Dvartz could be given to chayim mamish of other yidin around the world. One example of many. And the Tani says that although the reward of mitzvahs isn't in this physical existence, nevertheless, the mitzvah of tzedakah, since it does good for people in this physical world, there's reward ba'olam hazeh as well. And tzedakah is considered that you're giving a loan to Hashem, and you must repay the loan. And it seems from the simple wording of the Tanya that even if you go beyond what you're obligated, nevertheless, whatever you give is considered giving a loan to Hashem, and he must repay you one way or another. And the main thing is that it's ma'ir rachman, it's arusa dilatate, the awakening from down here awakens the equivalent from on high. So a person needs so much rachman in this existence, especially in galus, that any type of tzedakah that you're giving is generating and mirroring rachamim to you, whether it's in health or in kaparas avoynis or in healthy children, or that there shouldn't be a war or a magefa. What do we know what we're preventing with the hisayiris of rachamim done through our tzedakah v'chesed? And the flip side is also true. If you're stoic and you stiffen up and you hold back your rachamim, your ma'amitz levavcha, that causes a mirroring on high that Hashem holds back his rachamim from the person. And here the Tanya says something unbelievably fascinating. He says that every act of tzedakah v'chesed done in this physical world hovers around the world till tchiyas ha'meisim, And then the energy of that tzedakah v'chesed will become the vessel for the tremendous light of the Sefer Kol Almin, of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to light up the world. And although now the physicality of the world blocks that, so we can't see it, but when the explosion of the light of Hashem will come, then that energy of the tzedakah v'chesed will become the energy that takes and draws down the tremendous light of Hashem. And he brings from Chazal that tzedakah is shkula k'neged kol ha-mitzvahs. And he explains why. Why is tzedakah more chashuv than all the other mitzvahs? He says when you wear tefillin, the chiyus of your hand, the energy of existence of your hand gets bound up with the light of Hashem, the nefesh ha-chayunis that's in your hand, that energy, and it becomes eternalized into the Eir and Tzayif, into Hashem's light. But when a person worked hard and toiled all day, and he earned money, then those coins, in a spiritual way, have the entire Koyich HaPoyel B'Nifel, the energy of his entire work is now hidden and encapsulated in those money. It doesn't have to be physical money. It's the energy of his whole work is now expressed in that money, and he takes that entire energy of his entire body and gives that away for tzedakah. That's giving his entire nefesh achayunis, the remach evarim mishuso gidim of his nefesh achayunis, the spiritual remach mishuso, and it's all oilel Hashem and bound up with the oir Hashem. And then he stretches it and says, even let's say he inherited the money and he didn't personally work hard, but since money has the possibility to acquire for him all the comforts for his entire body, and he gives that away for tzedakah to Hashem, it also has the same effect. And then he says something even more fascinating. He says the depth of a person's heart is sometimes involved in his business enterprises. His deepest depth of his heart, the nekuda aplimius of his heart, is very deeply involved in his acquiring income. And when he flips that, and he gives that deepest depth of his heart to tzedakah, he's pointed the deepest pnimius levavoi from shachas, from klipa, from the chitzonim, and is mekadeshit. And he says, the Chazal tell us, en Yisrael nigolin elo b'tzedakah, the redemption will be because of tzedakah. And although the Gemara says Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam, which seems that Talmud Torah is even equal or greater than Gemilas Chasadim. So he says a tremendous chiddush that was only in the times of the Tanoim, the Amiroyim, which at that point Talmud Torah was the main Avodas Hashem, and therefore they became Tanoim the Amiroyim because that was the time when you had to build up the Torah tremendously. But Be'ikvus the Meshicha, the only way how to really attach to Hashem and turn the darkness into light is with Maisim in Olam HaAsiyah, and that's Tzedakah. And it's a tremendous slaughtering of the Yetzirah to be able to open up your heart and your hands and give, and you're destroying the Sitra Achra that says just be there for yourself and just care about yourself, and you're giving away from yourself, and that turns darkness into light and causes Hashem to rest upon us. And eventually, to be ayin ba'ayin, yiru b'shuv Hashem tzioi. Says the Tanya, even if you only give a fifth, and not more than the fifth, nevertheless, he explains that the fifth elevates everything, just like you give a carbon mincha, only a small part of the flower of the entire world goes to Hashem, but it's maile and mekadosh everything. And in that sense, he says, to draw down the tremendous chesed of Hashem on the world, he says that businessmen who are oisik, reiv yemeim, b'tzedakah milas chasodim, in that sense accomplish more than the talmidei chachamim who only have little time to give tzedakah. And then he goes on to say that the tzedakah of Eretz Yisrael, sending money to Eretz Yisrael, is a completely different level. Ayin shom v'dvorov haktosh.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.